Are you hungry?
Well, I guess so.
Are you aware that our dog food bowl was empty this morning?
Yeah, I guess Slim forgot to fill it.
There you are. After all the work we do for this ranch, don't we deserve a decent meal? He stared at me.
You mean, eat one of...
I covered his mouth with a paw. Hush. Don't say it out loud. Someone might be listening. What? Speak up. I noticed that my paw was covering his mouth. I removed it. Oh, sorry. What were you saying?
I said that cheep you heard wasn't a chicken. It was me.
What I heard was a chicken.
No, it was me, honest.
I stuck my nose in his face and raised my voice. Drover, don't tell me what I heard. Am I chopped liver or the head of ranch security?
Well,
I'm the head of ranch security and I know the sound of a chicken. What I heard was a chicken.
No, we were talking about mackerel sandwiches, remember?
Are you saying that I heard a mackerel?
No, you wondered how come Slim eats. I said...
He collapsed on the ground and started crying.
I don't know what I said. I can't think when you're yelling at me.
I gave him a moment to sniffle his way through the crisis. Drover, I think I can wrap this up, but you'll have to stop blubbering.
I'm not blubbering.
You're blubbering. Now get control of yourself and listen. He sat up and brushed the tears out of his eyes. I've decided that you were right.
No fooling?
Yes. The sound we heard was not a chicken. It came from a mackerel, a lost mackerel. I'm going in search of the mackerel, and you're going to stay here. He stared at me.
How come I have to stay here?
Because, Drover, you're not old enough for this kind of work. It might be dangerous. He narrowed his eyes.
I get it now. You're gonna go catch a chicken, aren't you?
I turned away from him before he could see that the very word chicken had caused my mouth to start watering again. I'm slurped that you would even think such a thing.
Yeah, but it's true, isn't it?
Absolutely not. What kind of dog do you think I am?
Hungry. And maybe crazy enough to eat a chicken.
Okay, buddy, that did it. Go to your room and stick your nose in the corner for 1 hour.
1 hour? How come?
Go! I'll be watching, so don't try to cheat. He whined and begged for mercy, but my heart had turned to stone. The very idea of the little mutt thinking that I might eat one of Sally Mae's slurpins. Chickens. If I was ever a dog who needed to stand with his nose in a corner, it was Drover. He went to his room, and I found myself all alone with my thoughts.